imagine a world where you're not constrained by the physical or even limited by screens. Imagine you could project yourself as a hologram or a 3D avatar. This is what the tech buzzword known as the metaverse promises. And you might be experiencing it sooner than you think, because tech entrepreneurs and giant tech companies are really moving into the virtual space. So we're in the metaverse. This is supposed to be me in a bad hat, but we are going to be having a look at some of the things we can do in the metaverse.
You can go to virtual concerts, attend classes, shop, visit places, earn money by playing games, or even buy digital land. Moreover, you can do a host of things with this digital land, just like physical land, including selling it on a secondary market, perhaps even making a profit, renting the land to somebody, or using it as an advertising space.
One of the main questions about it is ownership. How can we determine who owns what in the metaverse? And we do that through NFTs, non-fungible tokens. And we can see here there's a lot of artwork on display here. China is becoming a much more sort of vibrant space for NFTs and their production. I think we can have a look at some of these here. And we can walk along and have a look at some of the other artworks that are on display here. How big is the NFT market in China?
I don't have exact numbers, but I would estimate it was in the billions of RMB in both like primary and secondary markets, and still growing at a very fast speed.
Who's trading in NFTs like the ones we can see here? What are the sort of most hotly traded NFTs in China at the moment?
It supports like RMB payment, right, in local currency. So that actually opens up the audience to the broader society. So everybody who has a favor for their own, you know, culture, or like brand, or even like movie star, they all can participate.
We've noticed as well that a lot of artists have been selling, as we can see, selling their artworks as NFTs. What's the attraction of doing this?
It's really easy to copy paste arts. You cannot define the ownership of a digital arts, right? However, with the technology of NFT, people in the first time can actually prove, you know, the ownership of a digital art. When those artists' work are traded in the secondary markets, part of those trading, the trading revenue are allocated back to the artists, which will not be able to happen in the traditional world, because on the blockchain, it's a digital artwork. When it's actually, every time it's happened, it's on chain, and when the settlement happened, part of the revenue actually automatically allocated to the artists in the smart contract. So it's very cool.
The metaverse is in no way limited to art or recreation, and it will be interesting to see how the metaverse continues to change our understanding of the economy and how value is defined. Shanghai's blueprint to develop the metaverse is to emphasize the combination of the virtual and the actual world, and aims to empower the economy, life, and the digital transformation of governance. The city is targeting an overall industrial scale of 350 billion yuan by 2025. One of the projects the city government has been working on is the digitization of the city.
When we talk about a digital city, what sort of ecosystem are we talking about? What are the main components? What goes into a digital city?
I think that the surface level would be mapping. There is a digital version of the city, and it has important mappings of the real aspect of the city. That in the metaverse, you also have your identity, which is somehow linked with your real world. The second level is whether we can make the metaverse version of the city more interesting, right? Instead of you just browse it on the screen, whether you can use a new technology to make you feel like you're a lever. The third level is, okay, so not just I want to get information, and that means you need to have a layer that can settle the transactions, settle the economic activity. Whenever there's economic activity, basically there will be, right? And this layer typically would be a blockchain to enable the possibility of having abundant economic activities.
Shanghai is doubling down on the metaverse by including it in its 5-year development plan, which mentions encouraging metaverse use in public services, business offices, and other areas. The city document marked the first time a local government mentioned the metaverse in a 5-year plan. And in July, the city released detailed plans vowing to have 10 top international metaverse companies in the city. Shanghai is now home to half of the country's 5G talent and 40% of chip-making talent.
Shanghai has probably more blockchain projects than many places in the world. Shanghai has the talent that's needed. Shanghai has very strong governance and forced policies to bring blockchain technology and the whole ecosystem to the next front. And I think with blockchain technology, it's a time to bring Chinese tech to the world. And it's something for everyone. It's not like it's only for China, it's only for Germany, only for the US. It's something literally anyone in the whole world can benefit from if they have a mobile phone and internet access.
No doubt regulations will rise to meet the changing digital landscape, but one thing's certain, the metaverse is here and our analog society is not going to look quite the same after this. But we're also going to have to work out how the two different worlds, the meta and the real, will coexist.